WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump says on social media he is, quote, authorizing full force to handle what he calls domestic terrorists and is sending troops into Portland, Oregon. Reaction from Democratic U.S. Representative Janelle Bynum.
Mr. President, I am here to tell you, number one, before you send one troop to Portland, run us our money. Give us our money back for our roads. Give us our money back for our election systems. Give us our money that we were promised for our water.
Meanwhile, Republican Tennessee Governor Bill Lee is welcoming Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to Memphis.
These are guardsmen and women who are Tennesseans. They will serve as a force multiplier to the Memphis Police Department and to the Shelby County Sheriff's Department.
Troops are expected to begin arriving in Memphis next week. In Iowa, supporters of Des Moines School Superintendent Ian Roberts are speaking out after his detainment by immigration officials for being in the country illegally. Tanya Keats' kids went to public school in Des Moines.
He has been a voice speaking out against the injustices of cutting funding from our schools and how we can go and fight back against those budget cuts.
Roberts was on an expired student visa and disobeyed an order to leave the country. Forecasters are trying to nail down Tropical Depression Imelda's exact path through the Atlantic, but National Weather Service meteorologist John Corello says residents along the southeast coast will be affected.
We do expect it to slow or stall near the South Carolina coast and then turn east into the Atlantic away from the United States. While less likely, there is still a concern for a South Carolina landfall.
North Carolina's governor has declared a state of emergency. Three people are reported dead in and around Globe, Arizona after major flooding. Mayor Al Guimaraos.
I think our priority once we were able to open downtown is to let the business people in first. If those buildings are secure, I know we have our staff out there looking at buildings. We have a lot of buildings that are really bad.
President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to review his executive order ending birthright citizenship. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
This is a major case being brought by the Trump administration because it bucks 127 years of precedent, congressional law, and basically the practice throughout the nation, and it could affect millions of Americans.
A special prayer service in Minneapolis a month since the deadly shooting at Annunciation Catholic Church and school killed two students.
For the strength to teach our children how to resolve differences nonviolently and respectfully, and the courage to model it in our own behavior, let us pray to the Lord.
God of peace, hear our prayer.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Proposed federal cuts to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the Environmental Protection Agency could ripple across the Great Lakes, threatening economies, public health, and of course, the environment. Farah Siddiqui reports from Michigan.
Leaders gathered this week along the Rogue River to urge Congress to reject the proposals. Bentley Johnson, Federal Government Affairs Director for the Michigan League of Conservation Voters, says the agencies provide essential data, allowing collaboration between farmers, industry, and communities.
We need to have reliable scientific information that's gathered, forecasts being put out months in advance that farmers can make decisions about. And what we're seeing with cuts is the potential for weather stations to close.
NOAA and EPA efforts have helped restore polluted rivers and protect drinking water, with the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative alone returning $3 in economic activity for every dollar invested. Beth Gibbons, director of the Washtenaw County Resiliency Office, warns the cuts would make communities more vulnerable to climate-driven disasters. She says the city of Ann Arbor has seen a 48% increase in overall rain in the past 50 years.
Being able to understand how that change in rain has happened, both in the amount of rain falling overall, but how it is falling in more intense and more frequent storms is really important in order for us to be able to design our infrastructure properly.
Officials argue investments in resilience and environmental protection safeguard health, reduce disaster costs, and support jobs. Without federal support, they warn the risk to Michigan's Great Lakes farms and communities will only grow. I'm Farah Siddiqui. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight with lows in the mid-40s, patchy late fog. With sunshine tomorrow, it'll be pleasant, highs in the mid-70s. 70s and even some 80s next week. It'll stay dry as well, and we should see a good amount of sunshine. Currently at 75 degrees.
Pat Kreitlow. On Monday, we'll talk to one of the pioneers of artificial intelligence, who's making sure folks understand the real risk of AI deepfakes.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Civic Media Spotlight. We kick things off with the Todd Alba Show. Filmmakers Sean Hainish and Paul Jaconi Berry of Just a Bit Outside join us for their first media appearance promoting their latest film project. The name is No Packers, No Life, which is about a group of diehard Packer fans in Tokyo who made their way to Lambeau.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Monday, September 22nd, 2025. Wisconsin's, I would say, over. I mean, the Brewers, but you got some nasty Twins fans up there in northwest Wisconsin. You got some salty Cubs fans in southern Wisconsin. But overall, I guess got a few of those horned people over Minnesota. But overall, I mean, what's more of a Wisconsin team than the Green Bay Packers? We're going to talk about that next. But let me clearly, for the lawyers on the 12th floor, separate and remind you, completely separate from what we're going to talk about right now, we have the Civic Media Green and Gold Text to Win contest. You can win $200 cash prize and gold jewelry and two club level indoor seats to Green Bay versus Minnesota and a home game in Green Bay on November 23rd at high noon. Text the word SCORE right now on the Civic Media app. SCORE. SCORE is the word to text. You have until 4 o'clock to do it to win cash and gold and be eligible for the grand prize at a football game of a professional team that has their headquarters in Green Bay. It is a multi-state contest. Now, completely separate from that discussion, let's talk about the Packers. Joining us, our old friends via StreamYard from the movie Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. That's a whole other bottle of Miller High Life. Sean Hainish and Paul Jaconi Berry of the new film, No Packers, No Life. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great, Todd. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Really excited to be here.
Well, I happened to see Sean happened to be in town for another project, and he was so kind by threat of verbal NDA, and I'll never speak to you again. He showed me a little clip of the film, and I was instantly in love. And tell us, guys, how did you come to find this film?
Well, yeah, you know, Todd, we had this amazing success last fall with Just a Bit Outside. Thanks to you, your listeners, and all the fans around the state of Wisconsin. That film did really, really well in theaters. And so we were doing an encore screening of it in Madison at the Wisconsin Film Festival this spring. Mm. And lo and behold, I saw in the program a movie called No Packers, No Life. And I was like, well, that sounds about the Japanese Packers fans. And I was like, well, that sounds interesting. So I went to see it. And it was a sold out show there at the Barrymore in Madison. Mm. And it was raucous. People loved this movie. So what we did is, you know, I showed it. I got a link to share with our team, including Paul. And we all thought it was such a joyful expression of what it means to be a Green Bay Packers fan that, you know, we can get into the story in a minute. But we were like, maybe we can do the same thing with Just a Bit Out or with No Packers No Life that we did with Just a Bit Outside. And fortunately, our good friends at Marcus Theaters agreed. And they are they're opening No Packers No Life, this wonderful, joyful documentary about the Japanese Packers cheering squad on October 17th statewide, which is amazing.
I can't wait. And Paul, tell us a little bit about the premise of this story. Because when I first Packers cheerleaders, I'm like, there's a group of like, you know, young people in skirts and pom-poms. No. Tell us this, where this came from, Paul.
Absolutely. So Ty Morse, who is a businessman over there in Wisconsin, he does a lot of business in East Asia. And he was walking through Shibuya, which is the big intersection in Tokyo, and happened to see a Japanese person walk by wearing a Packers jersey and was like, what's going on here? So he very quietly said, "Go Pack, go." And the guy turned around and said, "Go Pack, go." And then he said, "Go Pack, go." And then he said, "Go Pack, go." So then this guy said, "Hey, come here. I want to show you something." Takes him up through these alleys and into a karaoke bar upstairs, in the middle of this huge building. And there is the Japanese Packers cheering squad. So it's 3 dozen, 4 dozen Japanese people who for various reasons have become super fans of the Green Bay Packers. Mm-hmm. And they show up at 2 a.m. on a Monday morning because of the time difference and watch games and cheer on their favorite team. And so Ty said, you know, this is so incredible. I have to bring them to Green Bay to watch a game. So this film follows that entire story. And it's really, you know, Sean put it best. It's joyful. And it is such a celebration of how the things we love, in this case, you know, the team that we love, the Green Bay Packers, brings people together from across the world. So it's just, it is laughs and smiles from beginning to end. And we could not be more excited to be sharing this with the statewide in Wisconsin, you know, thanks to our friends at Marcus Theaters. So we're just thrilled.
And you nailed it, I think, Paul. I know Sean, you and I talked about this. It's a crazy world out there right now. And there's so much divisiveness out there. And boy, anything that can bring us together as Wisconsinites, as Americans, I'm all for. And by the way, Zomers, keep me honest. I talked to you after I talked to Sean. Did I say anything about our conversation that would give anything away?
You said the Wisconsin sports film. Sorry, I can't say more yet. You know, no,
so I kept my word. So now
that's impressive, Todd. Thank you.
Because I was excited, as Sean knows. But now it's okay. We can show the trailer, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Please do.
So here from Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry is a trailer for No Packers, No Life.
We're wandering Tokyo and I see a guy with a Packers jersey on. And I'm like, no way. I just quietly say, "Go Pack, go." And he shouts back, "Go Pack, go!" The Japanese Packer cheering team.
Packers number one.
I love Packers. No Packers, no life.
Insanely passionate to a degree which probably most people from Wisconsin aren't.
Wisconsin!
I said, "You guys are welcome to come to a Packer game anytime."
I couldn't believe that.
Why? And who are you?
The Green Bay way is to host. And we say, "Okay, come with us. We'll show you a good time."
We want them to experience the Green Bay way.
This is Green Bay!
Go Pack, go!
Wisconsin is human. The one team in the NFL that's owned by the people.
Gives people a connection that no other team offers.
No Packers, no life.
No Packers, no life. Only at Marcus Theaters on October 17th. We have the filmmakers joining us live via StreamYard. The great Sean Hannish and the great Paul Jaconi Berry. Guys, just like with A Bit Outside, when Sean showed it to me on Friday, and now I'm seeing it just does something to you as a Wisconsinite, Sean.
Well, I think it does because, you know, as Wisconsinites, we kind of, you know, on our sleeve is our heart is on our sleeve. And we say, please come visit us. We're like, we're a lot of fun. And so, you know, I love what they say, and it's in the trailer there. All of Ty and his friends, Jada Merritt and Brandon, were like, we want to show them the Green Bay way, which is essentially the Wisconsin hospitality. And I mean, a lot of these people who are born and raised in Tokyo had never been to the States before. Mm-hmm. And imagine their first stop is Green Bay, Wisconsin. Right. And they get immersed in this community with these wonderful people, both wonderful visitors and wonderful hosts, and that they shared a lot more in common than you would imagine. I mean, they compared Green Bay to one of the tourist kind of like vacation destinations outside of Tokyo. Mm-hmm. So there was a real around being a fan of the Green Bay Packers, true lifelong friendships developed. And I think you find that whenever you go anywhere outside of Wisconsin, certainly here in Los Angeles, or when I've been in France, in Paris, I've been to Woe's Bar. Every city around the world seems to have a Packer bar and have a Packer following. So this is kind of like just taking, like dipping our toe into what it's like in Tokyo for these folks. And really what they, in a way, it holds a mirror up to us as Wisconsinites and as Packer fans, and kind of shows us, you know, what we have is really special with the Packers, and people around the world appreciate it.
And time now for my obligatory plug for the great underground sports pub in Hermosa Beach, owned by our friend Kelly Call. When you're in the greater Los Angeles area and you want to take in a Packer game, make sure you go to the underground pub in Hermosa Beach. I've been there. The steak sandwich is fantastic.
You're right. It's the best Packer bar in Los Angeles.
It is. It really is. Paul, talk to it. You guys probably know me. Packers had a rough game. It's been a rough day for Packer fans in Wisconsin today. Just a weird game, losing 13-10 yesterday to the Browns. But Zomer and I were talking before the show, and Paul, talk a little bit about this. I think, and I've always seen the trailer, but to me, anytime that we can see something that we might take for granted through the lens of someone else, it makes you appreciate what this team means to the state.
Well, I mean, you hit the nail on the head there for me. You know, before we made Just a Bit Outside, I had never set foot in Wisconsin. And the welcome that I received over the course of making that film, I mean, subsequently, I've been to Wisconsin more than anywhere else in the country. And the welcome and the hospitality and just the joy and heart of the people of Wisconsin has stuck with me, right? And so when we saw this film, that is really about that. I feel like an adoptive son of Wisconsin. Like I'm going to put that on my driver's license, adopted by Wisconsin.
Of course.
Because it is just such a welcoming, warm place filled with joy. And you have so many great things there. And people don't necessarily recognize it until they really come and see what the state has to offer. I mean, yes, Green Bay Packers. Everyone knows the Green Bay Packers. But not until you actually go to Lambeau. Not until you actually experience it in person, as I did just earlier this year for the first time, did it click for me. And it really is, this movie is such a love letter to the Wisconsin way. It is such a love letter to the people of Wisconsin. And I am beyond delighted to be able to share this with the people of Wisconsin so they can, you know, as Sean said, a mirror reflected back to them. They can see just how important and how special of a place they live in. So.
Sean, about a minute and a half before the first break here, but talk to us in the minute and a half here up to that, a little bit about how, again, you guys kind of took your experience from Just a Bit Outside, and is it fair to say maybe cleaned up and sweetened some of the visuals and some of the sound to kind of get it ready for greater distribution for the original? Is that fair to say or not?
Oh, I think it's fair to say we took what we learned, yes, from Just a Bit Outside, both the marketing and distribution, but also in, you know, just the storytelling arena of like, what do people expect when they go to the theater? And, you know, we shared that with the filmmakers, Craig Benzine, the director, and Ty Morris, the producer, and they were incredibly amenable. In fact, they had been watching Just a Bit Outside and had seen the film and were like, we kind of want to do what those guys did. And, you know, through an incredible stroke of luck, we met them back there at the Wisconsin Film Festival. And that's the path they're following. I mean, the film is 90 minutes of pure joy. And It's worth, just like Just a Bit Outside was worth wearing your jersey to, wear your Packer jersey, come early, have a couple of beers, you know, tailgate, and get ready for an incredible joyride. That's what the movie is.
It is in Marcus Theaters starting on October 17th. We'll come back and talk more about this great film, No Packer Is No Life, with Sean Hannish and Paul Jaconi Berry, after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I think it's time, Terry, that the Lombardi Trophy goes home to Lambeau Field, where it belongs.
The Todd Alba Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs across the network weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
You're the boy band.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy
band. It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 9 teens.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Up next on the Civic Media Spotlight, we have WXEO Morning Report. Chet Holmes sits down with Quinn Zuhan of Marathon County Literacy Council about what services they provide and about an upcoming adult spelling bee they are hosting.
One time I lost a spelling bee because the word I had to spell was a finance and I messed up.
Oh, jeez.
And my dad still holds that over me.
Well, Ian, you have a chance to get redemption now because as adults, we have a chance to be part of a spelling bee, an adult spelling bee with the Marathon County Literacy Council coming up on Tuesday, October the 7th. And to learn more about it, we're very happy to welcome Quinn Zuhan. She's the business manager for the Marathon County Literacy Council. And this is really exciting stuff. But good morning. Glad you could come on by.
Absolutely. Good morning. And I'm very happy to have this opportunity.
First of all, before we even talk about the spelling bee itself, the Marathon County Literacy Council, for folks who may not be familiar, could you give us a little information on that?
Absolutely. We are what I consider Marathon County's best kept secret. I've only been with them for about a week now, but I am loving a week, and I'm loving every second of it. I actually messaged my boyfriend one day and was like, I really love my new job.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's so great to love what you do. I do have some history, some background in teaching myself, so a part of this is coming home. At the Literacy Council, we really put an emphasis on that adult learning. You know, 1 out of 7 adults in Marathon County struggle with literacy. As a teacher, as someone who grew up up with, my mom was actually one of the reporters for the Wisconsin Rapids Daily Tribune. So every single one of my papers was gone over with the utmost scrutiny to make sure that the spelling, grammar, punctuation, everything was on point.
Oh,
so
wonderful.
Just having that background, again, it just really feels like I'm coming home in some kind of aspect there. But at the Literacy Council, we do help with that tutoring. If you need help with reading, writing, studying for your driver's license test, mm-hmm. if you need help with building a resume, getting those job skills, that's what we're here to help with. Mm-hmm. You know, we do recognize that there is a niche for this, that there is a need for it, mm-hmm. and we really just want to get our name out there more, really let people know that A, we provide this service, and B, it's all for free. Every single one of our services we provide to anybody in the community for free. You can call us and make an appointment. You can just walk in off the street. We're open 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. And again,
where are you located, by the way?
We are located right downtown next to Yankee Bookstore.
Oh, just down the road here.
Just down the road. Yep. We're kind of, I think a lot of people think we're part of Yankee just because, of course, we have the McLit sign out there, sure. and it does have a picture of a book. And I think right. a lot of people just kind of assume we're an additional entity to Yankee, mm-hmm. but we are completely separate, and we are here to help you and anybody.
What kind of programs are, maybe some examples of programs that you do offer for folks here in central Wisconsin?
Again, we don't really have like a specific, like you come in and we're going to help with ABC only.
Oh, okay.
If you want to come in and study for any kind of exam that you have coming up, if you wanted to go back to school and be a lawyer, a doctor, oh, wow. a whatever, and you're struggling with something, come on in and we can help you
so
with whatever it is.
Basically, yeah, if you have any idea that maybe this is some area I want to get stronger in,
yes.
you're willing to work with them.
Especially when it comes to language, we do have a big emphasis on ESL, so English as a second language. But on the flip side of that, most people don't even realize that we'll help you with your Spanish as well. So we will flip that. Come on in and you can get some lessons.
Fantastic. Really interesting stuff. And I have to admit, even just down the street here, I really did not know that. In your first week, and you popped by last week to say hello and to provide the information about the adult spelling bees. Very, very cool indeed. We're talking to Quinn Suhan from the Marathon County Literacy Council. And coming up on Tuesday, October the 7th, let's get into this event because it sounds like it could be a lot of fun, a lot of coolness to it. It's an adult spelling bee.
Yes.
And it's raising money to be a hive builder for literacy and BEE. That's very, very cool indeed.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about what this event's all about and maybe what people need to know.
The McLee Bee Benefit, that's definitely a mouthful, is an evening of unforgettable fun that's really just going to heighten the community awareness and share our impact and help increase the understanding of the vital role that adult education really can play and literacy can play in our community. We truly believe that the learning process never stops, and adult spelling bee is really going to help demonstrate that beautifully. Again, like you mentioned, it really is a great way to help raise money and promote that literacy, bringing together a diverse audience. It is going to be on Tuesday, October 7th at the Labor Temple from 6 to 8 p.m. It is advertised as an adult spelling bee, but mm-hmm. it is a family-friendly event. So
if the kids want to be involved, they can do it as well?
Absolutely. And that's kind of what we want to promote as well. Show the kids that the adults are still learning, still working towards making themselves better as well. I think a lot of kids get the impression that the learning stops when you become an adult, and I'm sure you can agree that is the exact opposite. We are always continuing to learn and improve ourselves, and this is a great way to show that too.
I think, Ian, maybe you and I may have to pop on over there and do a head-to-head here so you can go deeper into this thing.
I think so as well. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. You know, boys, you guys can help come and contribute to the event. We have a silent auction. So if anybody out there, the public or businesses, really wanted to contribute, you can contribute to our silent auction. You can sponsor a team for $100. Oh, so wow. If you two wanted to be a team, you can totally join. You can volunteer to help at the event on the 7th, or you can just buy a ticket to the Bee, come out and enjoy a night of spelling, pizza, non-alcoholic beverage, and of course, a lot of fun.
Fantastic. And to get more information, maybe because, I mean, we've gone through a lot of things here this morning, you can get information on your website, I imagine, correct?
Yes.
What is the website?
McLitOfWausau.org. Otherwise, you can find us on Facebook under the same handle.
Fantastic. So McLitOfWausau.org, and then get more on this event and other events / events as well. And also, I imagine, just stop on by here downtown.
Absolutely. Like I said, we are open 9 to 4. Walk-ins are always welcome.
Fantastic. Should be a lot of fun. Tuesday, October the 7th, really for a great cause, but a lot of fun as well. The Marathon County Literacy Council Adult Spelling Bee. And it'll be held at the Labor Temple in Wausau, correct?
Yes.
So at the Labor Temple, just again, again here in Wausau, 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, October 7th. So again, get more information, MC Mick Litt of Wausau, MCLIT of Wausau.org for the Marathon County Literacy Council. Quinn Suhan, great to have you on board and great for your new job. And again, as you continue, I'd love to have you back and talk about other events.
Oh, absolutely. I got plenty of ideas and plenty in store, so I would love to revisit and get people more involved.
Top of the hour news update is coming up. We'll be back with another WXCO morning report at 8:22. Included will be our number for the day quiz with Ian. But up next, it's a top of the hour news update, news, weather, and sports, and then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow here on 98.9 WXCO.
The Chad Holmes Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WXCO weekday mornings from 8 until 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
CBS News Brief. President Trump said he will send troops to Portland, Oregon, quote, authorizing full force if necessary to handle what he called domestic terrorists. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek has just pushed back, saying Trump is abusing his authority.
There is no insurrection. There is no threat to national security. And there is no need for military troops in our major city.
She said her office is reaching out to the White House. With President Trump saying he is sending troops to protect ICE facilities around the nation, protesters gathered at Chicago's Daily Square.
No Trump! No troops!
No Trump! No troops!
Emergency crews are looking through the damage left behind by devastating flooding this week in Globe, Arizona. Three people are dead in the area. More could be missing. Carl Melford is Gila County Emergency Manager.
With rains incoming, we need to closely monitor because the last thing we want is to lose a searcher.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
The Packers head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers take on the Dallas Cowboys tomorrow night on Sunday Night Football. Kickoff at 7:20 p.m. Green Bay with players missing from their offensive line. Tackle Zach Tom and his backup Anthony Belton ruled out for the game. Left guard Aaron Banks listed as doubtful with an ankle injury. Baseball, the Brewers still looking to clinch home field advantage in the playoffs when they host the Reds again tonight. The Crew losing to Cincinnati 3-1 on plays like in the sixth inning when the Reds' Eli De La Cruz hit a grounder into second, the ball hitting the bag and bouncing away.
That's some tough luck with a double play ball turns into a first and third instead of two outs. It turns into a first and third. They may not score that other run, so it would have changed the game maybe, but that's part of baseball. You know, you can't rely on luck to win or lose, so credit to the Reds. They're playing great. They haven't won too many games here in the last number of years, and they've done a good job of getting their team prepared. They're hoping they get in the postseason.
As Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Not sure if you guys remember, I broke that whole Tom Holland getting a mild concussion story last week, even though it might not seem all that important given what's happening in the world. In the spirit of real journalism, here's a follow-up on his condition. The 29-year-old is just fine and has been released from the hospital. Sony and Marvel are taking precautions and keeping Holland away from the set for a week to fully recuperate. The studios say this will not delay the release of the film. I can't imagine missing a week of grade school because I bumped my head on the swings. Here is a drama thriller to put on your radar. A House of Dynamite is still 2 weeks away from theaters, but generating a lot of buzz. The plot? A missile is launched at the United States, and there is a race to find out who is behind it and what the response should be. The film's directed by Catherine Bigelow, who oversees a hotshot cast, including Rebecca Ferguson and Idris Elba. The film will be available to stream October 24th after a brief, limited theatrical run. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A clear sky tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Patchy late fog. With sunshine tomorrow, it'll be pleasant. Highs in the mid-70s. 70s and even some 80s next week. It'll stay dry as well, and we should see a good amount of sunshine. Currently at 75 degrees.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Tom Tiffany, the Republican congressman representing Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has finally made it official. He's running for governor. The election for governor in 2026 is the state's first open race for the office since 2010, and it's sure to invite many candidates to run. And on the Republican side, Tiffany's is the most significant announcement yet. There's a very good chance that he is going to be the Republican nominee for governor at this time next year. If that proves to be the case, it would signify a major shift in the center of power for Republican politics in Wisconsin. For so long, it's been the Wow counties, Waukesha, Ozaukee, and Washington, three of the counties that surround Milwaukee, that have been the Republican stronghold in the state. But if Tiffany is the one on the top of the ticket, it will be the most clear indicator yet of how the party has shifted from more of a suburban one to one where GOP voters are more centered in exurban or rural areas.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will get a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media News Director Sholly Pittman. And we're going to talk about PFAS in Wisconsin Ducks with David Drake. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Next up, we have the Matinair on Air show. Jane and Greg talk with Dr. Kristen Lierley, who joins the show to talk about all the recent press conference from President Trump regarding Tylenol and the unsubstantiated claim of its link to autism taken by pregnant folks.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B, coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Before we get to our guest, our friend and colleague, and host of our own show on weekends.
So fun.
We want to remind you that our multi-state text to win Go for the Green and Gold contest is underway right now. So grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app. That is the only way to enter.
Yes.
You have to have the Civic Media app. Not going to cost you any money.
No.
It's completely free.
Correct.
So open up your Civic Media app, text in the word YARD. Y-A-R-D. Text in the word YARD. You're in the running for the daily prize, which is $200 in cash and gold jewelry. And then you're in the running for the grand prize. Two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay take on Minnesota November 23rd at noon. We have a gas card to get you there and back. It's worth $1,550.
It's amazing.
It's a pretty nice package.
I think I'm more like, Packer tickets are great. Don't get me wrong. But I will say this. I love the gift card option.
The gas card?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty nice. So text in the word.
Such a nerd.
For so many reasons.
I love a value.
YARD is the word, Y-A-R-D. And by the way, I wanted to say good morning to Brian from Mozamy, who just texted in morning.
Hi, Brian.
Good morning, Brian. And that's not the word, by the way. The word is YARD.
YARD.
Y-A-R-D. Good luck. You have until 10 o'clock. And then your next word coming your way at 11. She is our guest, Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on weekends. Good morning, my friend. Your phone must have been blowing up yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, the day before. We were already talking about using Tylenol in pregnancy and whether it was a link to autism, which there is not. Tylenol
right.
in pregnancy does not cause autism. So, I mean, that's been kind of brewing, but to hear that big declaration, to hear Trump stumble through the word acetaminophen, to see the reaction, and then to get all these texts from so many friends who are either pregnant or are living with autism in their family. This has stirred up so much emotion and so many questions and so much conversation. I think people are really starting to see it.
I took that clip that you put out on social media explaining directly about the zero findings of a link between Tylenol and autism. And I put that on a friend's social media post because he was posting about it, of course, agreeing with what you're talking about. And then someone, because there's always someone, comes in going, well, why can't we just allow doctors to blah, blah, blah? And it became into a whole thing. And I just finally said, here is my friend. She is very smart. This is what she's saying, corroborating another doctor's comment, by the way. And I said specifically, this topic is not worth her time. She's got other things to be doing, but now she has to talk about it and talk about something very simple because the president of the United States, not just a dude, got up on the most microphoned podium in the country, maybe the world, and said these words. And the thing that really rocked me on in the whole clip, Dr. Lyle, is the fact that you have to say now to people, it's not your fault.
I know. That is the worst part, because people who have family members who are taking care of friends with autism, they're suffering. They want an answer. And to give them this false hope and to somehow make it seem like it is their fault that they ended up in this situation is just so beyond shameful. And for the president of the United States to say it in the way that he said it, and then to go on and say the pregnant women should just suffer with their pain. I mean, you don't want them to have birth control. You don't want them to have abortions. You want them to get pregnant, but you don't want them to have the things that they need to be able to navigate their pregnancies safely, including hospitals in rural areas where they can deliver their babies. I mean, you've got to be kidding me.
That really jumped out at me too, Dr. Lyerly, when he said, if you can't tough it out, essentially, if you're not tough enough to deal with your discomfort, then okay, I guess you can take it. Kind of indicting pregnant women for not being tough enough. We're not being tough enough, even though other Republicans have said it requires no special gifts to give birth.
Right. Or they think as soon as the baby comes out, like the pregnancy is over.
Everything's not back to normal.
No, it takes a year to recover. It's just, it's shameful. Yeah. You know, it's... There just aren't that many things that people can use in pregnancy to manage pain. And this is something that we've used forever. And most people use it at some point in their pregnancy. So for him to do this and to put pregnant women in a situation where they're always thinking about, should I put this in my body? Should I eat this? Should I take this medicine? Should I treat this condition? And they often don't want to even treat things like blood pressure problems because they're worried that the medicine that they take is going to cause problems for their baby. When in reality, high blood pressure causes many more problems.
Yep.
Yes. So women have to have the information that they need, and they need to be encouraged to take the right medications that they need to treat their conditions. And that is exactly the opposite of what Donald Trump and RFK were saying.
Well, and again, neither of them are doctors. They're not even medical researchers. They're two dudes.
Yeah. With an agenda. Yes. And the comments that people have made on that post, which has gotten like 115,000 views. I mean, it was really popular. Some of the comments where people were questioning the data, or they would say, well, did you see the Harvard study? Well, did you see all the studies? You can't just cherry pick one thing or another. One study does not make a medical movement.
Right. If they can get the name of one study or name a college or a university or something, when they say check theirs, it's like, do you know what you're really talking about right now? Do you understand what you're doing? Because you are trying to now, because someone else will hear these words and they won't research it. They'll just say, well, I know Harvard's a smart place and they said study. So I'll just say Harvard study and they'll know what I'm talking about.
If you're just joining us, by the way, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. She's the host of Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show in Green Bay on weekends. And we're talking about Donald Trump and Bob Jr.'s announcements yesterday. Don't take Tylenol. We have a compilation.
Yeah. Courtesy of Jimmy Kimmel, actually.
Compilation courtesy of the Kimmel Show.
If you want to, here's a basic summation of the entire speech they gave earlier this week from the White House regarding this topic. Calvin, will you play that, please?
Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. With Tylenol, don't take it. Don't take it. Don't use Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Fight like hell not to take it.
There it is.
I think you shouldn't take it. Don't take Tylenol. The baby goes, gets a shot. They say, here, take a drop of Tylenol. I've heard that for years. Take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't have your baby take Tylenol. Don't give Tylenol to the baby. Don't give Tylenol to the baby. Don't give your baby Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it. Don't take it. So that's it. There's nothing much to say. Don't take Tylenol. Just don't take it. And I just say it again. Don't take Tylenol. Don't take it.
That sums it up, what he just said there. Either. There's nothing left to say. Yeah, there was nothing to say to begin with.
Yeah, that's it.
Grandpa, it's time for bed.
Yeah, exactly. And the other important piece of this that I think is getting skipped over. So the alternative now that they're suggesting, this Leucovorin contains a folic acid, from what I understand. This is being sold by a company that Dr. Oz has stake in.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but I can tell you that the data is not there for leucovorin. So this is another whole entire problem. The data is not there. We are years away from being able to recommend leucovorin. And the data at this point only supports that it treats a particular symptom in a certain subset of people with autism. But they're selling it like if you have autism, they're almost selling it like a cure, like a snake oil. But it's not there, guys. And the fact that they're making it available to people who have Medicaid and it's going to be something that you can get your hands on, it's not there. This is false hope and it's not fair.
And isn't it? It's like supplements. It's a St. John's wort. It's the same thing as those kinds of things. Is that correct?
It's not. It is a B vitamin, so it sounds like it's a supplement, but it's actually something that we use in chemotherapy to treat methotrexate overdoses. I've never used it in my practice because it is there's some very particular uses, but it's not like a multivitamin that you can just buy over the counter. You do need a prescription for it.
But again, I think it's important to note, at least from what I was finding yesterday, Dr. Oz, who is now part of our health system, is part of a group that owns this drug.
Well, and also speaking of Dr. Oz, 24 hours ago, and this was reported in, I'm looking at YouTube, Yahoo News. He walked the statement from President Trump back.
Oh, he did.
And he said, quote, "We know that people who take Tylenol for prolonged periods of time during pregnancy seem to have a higher incidence of autism in aggregate." I don't know what that means. What? Show me the study on that one, Doc. So the message is not, never take Tylenol. It's take Tylenol judiciously. Take it by talking with your doctor. Make sure that you have an important reason to take. Important reason is pain. Because of pain. Don't take it. Hey, this is the words of a doctor. Don't take it willy-nilly because you think it's so safe. It couldn't possibly cause a problem because those assumptions appear to be erroneous. That statement just wrapped in tons of research and data, doctor. I don't even know why we're talking about this. He's right. We're wrong. Let's take some supplements.
But isn't that the advice that you would give any patient, Dr. Lyerly, is take it sparingly, right? Nobody's like, yes, take as many drugs as you can ingest. No doctor is telling you that, or are they?
And talk to your doctor about it so that you can personalize your care. But you know what you said, Greg, I think is really important because this is what they did with leucovorin. This is what they're doing with these Tylenol studies. They find something that has a grain of truth to it. And you know, when you look at all the Tylenol studies out there, there are some studies that show that there is an association between taking Tylenol in pregnancy and autism. And that is true. And there are other studies that show that there is not an association, including a recent study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that was huge. So the association is a maybe, but association does not mean causation.
Right.
It does not mean that Tylenol in pregnancy causes autism. It's like saying eating ice cream is associated with drowning. Eating ice cream doesn't make you drown. You just eat ice cream when it's warmer out and you also go swimming more often. So they take that confusing piece of information that a lot of people who aren't in the science world and can't parse out the studies because they don't have the background, and they use it to politicize it and benefit from it. And it's wrong.
I also think it's important. VAERS keeps coming up. It's VAERS, VAERS. Ron Johnson cited it yesterday because now he's still pushing the horse medication and talking about all the reports on VAERS. I could go to the VAERS website and report that I drank orange juice and I grew a unicorn horn. I could. And
yes.
Because there is no checkup on those reports to VAERS, correct?
And there shouldn't be. And there shouldn't be because it is meant to be an open database where people can report whatever their adverse effects are. And then they take that information and look into it.
I'm going to do that right after the show. It's getting in the way of my headphones, this unicorn horn. It's just not very useful. We're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Kristen Lyerly on the other side. If you have questions, 855-752-4842. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay close.
Matt and Air on Air is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on select Civic Media stations weekday mornings from 9 to 11. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programs, reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Are unauthorized immigrants eligible for federal Medicaid coverage? No. Unauthorized immigrants are not eligible for traditional federally funded Medicaid health insurance and never have been. A 1996 law also requires most authorized immigrants to wait 5 years for eligibility. 14 states, not including Wisconsin, use state funds to cover unauthorized immigrants. President Trump has proposed cutting federal Medicaid funds to those states, which could drop 1.4 million people from health care coverage. In Wisconsin, Medicaid covers 1.28 million people at a cost of $12.1 billion. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would have to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Felt Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
And last but not least on the Civic Media Spotlight, we move to Valley Focus with Lisa Hale. Iva Engel, the executive director of the Oshkosh Area Humane Society, joins Lisa to discuss the success of the Walk for the Animals fundraising event and the Gray Muzzle Grant the shelter has received for medical care for senior animals. Tune in.
For WISS, I'm Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief Lisa Hale, and today I'm joined by Iva Engel, who is the Executive Director of the Oshkosh Area Humane Society. Hi, Iva.
Hello.
We have got to talk about the Walk for the Animals. You guys had a very successful fundraising event this month in September. So tell me a little bit of how that went.
Oh, Lisa, it went really, really well. We had, this whole campaign around our Walk for the Animals is something that we start planning on early on in the summer. And we're raising funds for our medical care because every animal that comes into the shelter gets medical care. So it's not just the ones that are sick. Every single one gets microchipped, vaccinated. And of course, those that need medical care, additional medical care, receive that as well. So we fundraise every year And this year we had a goal set that was a record high goal of $65,000. And I'm super thrilled to tell you that we exceeded our goal. Our preliminary final fundraising total is $68,400.
Nice. Mm-hmm. That is amazing. So you met your goal and exceeded it by over $3,000. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. So I know there were a lot of people that helped you put this together and came together to work for the animals. Can you tell a little bit about the volunteers and stuff?
Oh, absolutely. And it's our staff are really focused on this event as well and planning it out. And then we always need volunteers to, well, first off, to distribute the signs, put up signs so people know that we're doing the walk for the animals. Our volunteers help us fundraise through pledges from their friends and family. And then, of course, at the event itself, we have so many different booths and activities for kids, and we always need volunteers to help with that.
So this is something that if you didn't get to help out this year, because it's past this year and mm-hmm. you've done such a good job, maybe next year, if somebody really wants to get involved and help, they could.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I would just urge them to sign up pretty early if they are not a current volunteer, because we send out to current volunteers our asks to see who is interested in helping. But if they are not a volunteer yet, they can apply. I would probably urge doing that in the spring and just upfront identify that you'd be very interested in helping with the walk. It's a lot of fun. So definitely we are super excited to welcome anyone.
Absolutely. So that event, fantastic event, you've mm-hmm. raised a lot of money. And I do want to go back and mention that this is all, as you said, for medical care for the mm-hmm. pets. And I think maybe people don't think about that each animal that comes through, you don't know their vaccination history. So they all have to be vaccinated.
Absolutely.
You mm-hmm. don't know their medical history. So they have to be looked over. They have to be mm-hmm. assessed. Mm-hmm. Some of them need dental work.
Absolutely.
Badly.
Yes. Yes.
Some have injuries. Some mm-hmm. have upper respiratory infections, mm-hmm. kennel cough, all sorts of different
chronic
things.
Conditions as yeah. well. Diabetes, kidney issue. Yes, various chronic conditions too. Mm-hmm.
And this money all goes to help pay for those.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Medical care is expensive. Medical and surgical supplies have become much more expensive. So of course that cost increases year over year.
Pets get older.
They do.
And mm-hmm. as they get older, they sometimes run into different problems. The older the animal, the more likely they are to have dental problems.
Just like
problems.
Human beings. Just like human beings, yes.
Exactly. Really. You know, I have a very old Chihuahua. He's about, we figure, 14, 15 years old. And I can see on some mornings that he's just slow mm-hmm. and doesn't feel good. And I'm like, dude, I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So these older pups and these older cats and older even bunnies and whatnot mm-hmm, that you guys mm-hmm. get, the Oshkosh Area Humane Society recently got a grant.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did for specifically for medical care for senior animals.
And it was the Gray Muzzle Grant.
Yes,
I think is what it was
called. And we do special blood work for our seniors. And so, especially for dogs, if we're looking at what is a senior, so it's really 7 years plus. Mm-hmm. And there are so many animals that come in at that age that either come in as strays, where we can as best guesstimate how old the animal is. But we also get a lot of surrenders due to the hardships right now, financial hardships out there. So for those animals that we know are elderly and they have a birthday, so to speak, all of those get the senior care as well. Mm-hmm.
And this Gray Muzzle grant, how much of a grant did you guys get? Do you know?
We get $11,000.
Well, that's mm-hmm. still, that mm-hmm. helps a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And many of these seniors also need dental care. And as you know, dental care, those are long procedures. So yeah. It takes our veterinarian quite some time to go through those and it pays for that. So we're extremely grateful. They are wonderful, wonderful partners for us.
Do you guys do anything special to adopt out the elderly animals that you might have at the Oshkosh Area Humane Society?
We do. We try to focus a lot of our marketing and kind of social media exposure on these seniors, because seniors really make wonderful, wonderful pets. They really do. And so it's promoting them in social media. We also, a lot of times, we have very low to no adoption costs on these senior animals. We also have a lot of times folks who sponsor adoption fees for dogs specifically. Our cats don't have adoption fees at all. Regardless of age, all we ask for is that the adopter pay for microchip and for the vaccine. But other than that, we really, we do not have adoption costs for cats. But for dogs, we do. And these senior dogs, a lot of the time we have the feast sponsored by somebody, a donor or an organization. And I want to give specifically a shout out to Pete's Garage Bar, who now are sponsoring adoption fees and food and toys for many of our long-termers. So they are wonderful to work with.
And they absolutely, you got to give Pete's Garage props for anything.
Yes,
I just
absolutely
love them. They're so irreverent and just so much fun in the community, but they really care about the community.
Oh, absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. We're so grateful. Like, I couldn't tell you enough.
So if somebody is interested in adopting a senior mm-hmm. pet or helping out at the shelter, where do they go? What can they do?
They can go to our website, oahs.org. And they can see the volunteer opportunities and the available animals. And we always list the age of the animal as well. Or if they have very specific questions, they can always email to info@oahs.org. And then I'm typically the one who is addressing all those emails, and I can direct them to the right person.
Absolutely. Yava Engel, thank you so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me. Love coming here.
This is Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. President Trump's announcement today that he is sending troops into Portland, Oregon, and, quote, authorizing full force if necessary to handle what he called domestic terrorists is generating fierce pushback. Democratic Oregon Governor Tina Kotek says it's an abuse of power.
I have been abundantly clear with them that Portland and the state of Oregon believe in the rule of law, and we can manage our own local public safety needs.
The president says he's sending troops to protect ICE facilities around the nation, which sent protesters into Chicago's Daley Plaza.
The harassment of our communities by Trump and ICE are meant to frighten, intimidate, and fracture us, but it has failed.
Referring to threats made at yesterday's protest at an ICE facility in the Chicago suburb of Broadview, Attorney General Pam Bondi talked about sending troops in to protect immigration facilities.